You're with Steve Austin on ABC Radio Brisbane.
Well, let's go to the story that a lot of people were very keen to hear what happened. Shirley, our listener from Bribie Island, who's in her 80s, has lost a furry friend. And she was feeling very lonely. And my producer, Jen, has been working very hard the last 24 hours trying to find a suitable companion for Shirley to walk with and be a friend to and have a friendship with. Shirley, you've had a few hours for the news to settle in. That it looks like we've managed to find you a dog, a Tenterfield Terrier. How are you feeling?
Well, delighted. And as I used to live in Tenterfield.
That's a surprise, yes.
Yes, and now that news has made a dog lover very happy today. I'm excited.
I was very surprised to hear that Tia Maria, this little doggy's name, is a Tenterfield Terrier and you grew up there, so you've got all these connections already and you haven't even met yet.
That's right. It must have been meant to be.
Must have meant to be. What's the first thing you'll do when you meet little Tia Maria?
Oh, I'll probably say hello to her, and if she's near me, perhaps pick her up and give her a pat.
Now, Tenterfield Terrier apparently is like a Jack Russell but has longer legs, and it's an Australian breed. I think you want to go walking with Tia Maria, is that right? So you want to go walking every day?
Yes, I go for a walk every day. Mm-hmm. Not a long one, but it'll probably be long enough for a little dog.
And do you allow your little dogs in the house or do they have to be out of the house?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
I've used them to once, but I'm elderly now. Yes.
Okay. Have you had to spend a lot of time by yourself in the last couple of months?
Oh, yeah, I've been socially isolated.
Tell me why.
Because of the pandemic.
Because of the pandemic, yes.
Yes.
And the loss of your little Lily.
Well, last month, fortunately, we were together most of the pandemic, and she loved it because she didn't like me going out much. But so we came closer and closer, and we did have that time together, I suppose, so that's nice to look back on.
So you shower a lot of attention on your doggies, do you?
Yes.
All right. Well, let me bring in my guest. Leanne is with us as well. She works with the Australian National Canine Rescue. Leanne, tell me a little bit about Tia Maria. Thanks for coming on the program.
Hi, thanks for having us. So Tia's a very loving little dog. She came to us after her owner went into care and could no longer have her because her health deteriorated quite rapidly. Tia's been with us for a little while. She's definitely going to love sitting on laps and being inside. She's already house trained. She walks well on the lead. She's very friendly and quite happy to sleep under the covers.
That's good. What are the characteristics of a Tenterfield Terrier, please, Leanne?
Oh, she'll be foraging around in the yard for every lizard that she can find.
Right.
So they tend to every time there's a gecko on the wall, she thinks that she needs to kill it.
Okay.
she's a very much a homebody.
Okay. Why do you think she'll be such a good companion for Shirley?
Because she is such a homebody and because she does like to just, sit around, watch TV, get lots of pats, that sort of thing.
Okay.
I don't think she's up for the hustle and bustle of children, nor is she one that wants to be, anything other than the only or top dog.
Says she likes the attention. Shirley, is there anything that you would like to ask Leanne about Tia Maria?
What about her diet? Could I give her the same as I gave to my little terrier?
We have had her on a special diet, just nothing too expensive. It's just we feed premium brand foods just because less goes in, less comes out, and it's processed better in their bellies.
Oh, yes. So that would come with her, I hope, a diet, and I can give her the same.
Oh, absolutely. So that we make sure that she... there's a few steps that we'll take between now and and her coming home just to make sure that everything's perfect.
That's great. That's all I wanted to know.
Shirley, look, thanks very much. Leanne, thank you so much for helping out with this, because apparently it's quite difficult to get hold of puppies and dogs at the moment.
And one of the things, so the Australian National Canine Rescue, we foster, rehabilitate, rehome pedigreed dogs, and only pedigreed dogs. There's enough out there doing things for the rest.
Yes, okay.
So we tend to help people, you know, that are no longer able to care for their animals, ones that end up in awkward situations. So we do sort of see some lovely babies that come through to us and some lovely situations where we're able to, you know, give that gift of puppy love. The one thing that we have been very conscious of, though, during this time, that a lot of people may be buying dogs, and we're sort of sitting and waiting and seeing what that means when people are no longer isolated, and that's a little bit of a concern to us.
Right.
But the other thing that we're also very mindful of too is that there are a lot of people that are buying up dogs and puppies from rescue organisations and breeders, and then on-selling them. They're not even going to the homes that they're supposed to have gone to. So we've very consciously not been advertising a lot of our dogs. We've been using word of mouth to find the right homes for dogs and making sure that they end up in those homes.
So you don't want the doggies just to become a means of making money. You want them to be loved by someone.
Absolutely, absolutely. So yeah. T is actually a chocolate and white centrefield. She's already de-sexed. And she's microchipped and vaccinated, all ready to go. And that's the way that we like to see them, you know, move into the next phase of their life.
Well, that'll take a lot of the expense off, Shirley. Leanne, thank you so much for that. I'll let you go, Leanne. Thank you.
Not a problem.
And there you go, Shirley. Problem solved, ready to go. A lovely friend, a little furry friend for you.
Oh, it sounds just right, doesn't it? Just right for me.